Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, if we're talking about things that you want to do to feel better in the new year, and not necessarily a resolution, I've got to fill you in on what my husband's cousin and his wife do. When I was up at the NFL draft hanging out with cousin Jeff, he was telling me that every January, he and his wife do this month-long cleanse.
Oh, boy. I don't know.
I know.
Wait a minute. You hear that word, you're like, uh-oh. Okay.
What are we doing?
What are we doing here?
And now that it's January, yeah. It popped into my head, and so I wanted to bring in, technically, I think this is my cousin-in-law. Jen, are we cousin-in-laws? Is that we're married to cousins?
I think so. Cousin-in-law by marriage. Yeah.
Right. Well, thanks for hanging out. You got Radar here. It's Elizabeth. It's The Mix. And we've got the mixers that are listening to this. Now, want to preface, we are not doctors. We're not trying to offer medical advice. But you guys do what? What is this cleanse you do every January?
Yeah. So a good friend of mine over 15 years ago started doing this just kind of as a January reset. The fun thing is she goes on a fun holiday around spring break. And so she wanted to be more disciplined. And so we just kind of jumped into doing it with her probably about 10 years ago. It is based on a doctor, Dr. Younger. He has a couple different books and there's all sorts of other stuff out there. There's even a website, but it really helps reset your body. It's 21 days and then you do a week afterwards of reintroducing certain foods that you've given up.
And you've done this 10 years in a row and has it worked for you?
So Jeff and I were talking about this, and we were saying we don't want to endorse it as it's a weight loss option. Okay. It's more as a reset.
Has worked for you.
What results have you had from this, though? Like, and are you not able to, like, are you eating other foods? What are you drinking something?
So check this out. It is pretty disciplined. You have to give up coffee, gluten, sugar, certain vegetables, certain fruits, because really you're allowing your body to kind of just be calmer.
Jen, let's talk about what we can eat.
Yeah.
I'll go to that route.
What can you eat?
You can eat fish and turkey.
Okay.
And Elizabeth, I reviewed it. Venison is on the list. Duck is on the
list. She knows my family because we're hunters.
Yeah.
You can have venison. Okay.
Yeah. You can eat some meat. It's really thinking of, like, eating clean foods, but then a little bit more disciplined in terms of, like, the gluten and stuff like that.
Jen, you said give up coffee, vegetables, sugar.
Alcohol, I would imagine.
What about booze? Yeah, what about beers?
No alcohol.
Oh,
so you are doing, like, a dry January with this cleanse.
Essentially, yeah.
But now let's talk, though. Like, you keep doing it year after year. Is it because just mentally you feel better that you're doing something good for your body? Or, like, what?
Yeah.
What are you getting
out of this? It's really hard, and you go through phases. The first week, you are angry at each other for why are we doing this?
Well, and you're probably also having, like, a carb crash, a sugar crash, a caffeine crash.
You're hangry all the time. Okay.
You're not actually hangry. I'm glad you brought that up, Radar, because you drink a shake in the morning, a protein-filled shake in the morning.
Okay.
You have a very healthy, large lunch, very protein-impacted with vegetables, and then you have a shake or soup for dinner.
Okay, so
Radar,
now,
you know you love having those soups for dinner.
Oh, I do. Actually, they're really good. So, but I'm just concerned now. You say this is a cleanse. Is there any reason why if I'm doing these shakes in the morning and stuff...
Is everything liquid?
I'm going to be leaving the studio once in a while?
Gross.
No. Because of the balance and everything, you really have to focus on staying regular, and you do, but it's not any major cleansing of your body in that regard.
Okay, so just filling everybody in, all you mixers. We're talking to my cousin-in-law, Jen. She and her husband, Jeff, do this 21-day cleanse every January. Been doing it for years. Again, we're not medical professionals. Mm-hmm. Everybody, you know, do you. Like, you know, some people have limitations with things like this. I don't know that this is something I could do with one kidney. I have to watch my protein intake.
Right.
But also, they straight up told me, like, look, you can't do any fad diet things. Right. Like, you can't do that kind of stuff.
Right.
But, you know, talk to your medical professionals if you're interested. I just love the fact that you two do this together, because has there ever been a moment where one of you has caved?
Well, you know, Jeff has to entertain for his job.
Oh,
and go
for
to
his
meals.
Job. He has to entertain. Sure. Yeah, and?
Yep. We also used to go to the Chicago Car Show for big events, and that's all about food. And so there are times where you have to, I wouldn't call it cheating, you just have to adjust a little.
You gotta adjust.
Especially if you're out to dinner. We found little ways that you can go out still and find things you can eat. You just look like that obnoxious person who's like, can I have this without that and with this on the side?
So you're my wife. I get it. Yes.
And it happens. Has this at all changed how you eat throughout the year?
It,
you
say
you
have it to really, eat. Really does.
Have you cut things out permanently?
I don't know that I've cut anything out permanently. I don't want to live that way. We definitely, once we're done with it, are very, very cautious about how much, like, Jeff and I love pizza, right? And so we're like, well,
oh my God,
you know,
I think the first time I met you, you were literally at Grimaldi's at the corners of Brookfield, Jen.
Exactly.
I'm not even kidding.
Mount a pizza.
All right. Well, if people are interested in learning more about it, it's, like you said, Dr. Younger. And this isn't an ad or anything for him. You don't endorse him. And Younger is J-U-N-G-E-R. Some people might want to look into this. And look, we advise you to talk to your doctor to see if it's right for you. You feel better. Nothing wrong with trying to improve yourself in the new year. Not necessarily a resolution, but just a goal. And I'm sure you probably feel good after doing it.
Yeah. The best parts, Jeff and I talked about this morning, the best parts is you sleep the best sleep you've ever slept in your entire life.
Really?
Because your exhausted from being hangry all day.
Right?
Yeah, that too. That too, but your body isn't processing all those heavy foods. And so you sleep really well, and by the third week, for some reason, your skin is glowing. People compliment you nonstop.
Good sleep, glowing skin.
Again, but like you said, it's not for some reason. I mean, it's because you're putting all healthy food into your body and not processed food. All right, well, this is inspiring. Thank you for sharing more with us. We know that you can't have your coffee this morning and anything else. Good luck with the rest of the days, because you got a little ways to go still. And all good things. Good health in the new year.
Exactly. You guys take care. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.